Hi, Carol. Anne Marie, can you unmute yourself, please?
Okay.
There you go. There we go. And Carol, can you unmute yourself and push the stop video down at the bottom so we can see your face?
Oh,
Welcome.
I just got my face on screen, so it's scary. Hang on.
Yeah, all this new technology.
Okay.
Now, Anne Marie, you're muted again.
All right, how's that?
That's good. And
Okay.
Carol, you're muted too.
Trying to get it off. There we go.
There we go. There we go.
I don't have a picture of Carol.
Well, Carol, it's down at the bottom left-hand corner. There's a mute button, and then there's next to that. There you
Okay,
are.
here I
There
am.
she is.
I got her.
It
It
just takes
takes me a while. Hello. Hi,
Welcome.
everybody. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Good. Doing
Good.
good. I think
Good.
Shirley's going to be joining us. And let's see, waiting room. Let's see, admit Shirley. Here we go. Here she comes. And then we might have Anne
Is
Marie also.
Bernadette coming?
Shirley, you're muted and we can't see you. There we go. Yay. Okay. And we're just waiting for Bernadette. And sometimes
Here we are.
Bernadette works, so sometimes she's late.
Okay, Carol Borsello is going to join us too.
She's already
Yes.
joined us.
Oh, has she? Oh, lovely.
Yes, she's way ahead of you.
I
Way
know
ahead of
she
you.
is. And she I've been about a day behind and a dollar short all day long. Oh,
Well,
happens that way sometimes.
delays seem to be
Hello,
the
Carol.
enemy day
It's
to
so good
day.
to see you.
You too,
Thank
Donna. You look well. All of you look very well.
you.
I like
Thank
your you.
hat.
From the
I'm
neck up, we do really well.
telling you, if we didn't have to bother with the rest of it,
I know. Yeah, that's what it
yeah.
is. So,
I noticed I'm picking up weight, and I think it's because all my mirrors are from here up. I can't see the rest of me, so I don't know what's happening.
excuse me.
I had a vision that they'd have to bury me in a beach ball. I'm getting so round. And then after that, I looked at beach balls. I said, you know, none of these are big enough. However, I have an exercise ball, so there's hope for me.
Yeah, I have one of those too. Only I gave it to
Well, it's got all this dust on it. I don't want to disturb the dust, you
the
know. Oh, Lord. Aging isn't for sissies. Like, who was it? Mae West said that? Somebody
Betty
famous.
Davis. Betty Davis
Betty
is the
Davis, was
person.
it?
Yeah.
Davis?
It is not for
Okay.
sissies. Okay, so I want to say I haven't seen Bernadette, but her new book is out.
Oh,
Her book
cool.
is called
Yay.
Put Thy Tongue Out into the Wild. Da-da. You can't see it on these
Put it up.
screens.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Do you
I have
have?
it.
Put it up so we can see Put
it.
it in front of your camera.
You cannot see
Oh.
it because
Oh, you have your
the
background
screen
on.
on
Yeah.
the screen
Yeah.
is on, so you can't
Yeah.
see
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
and fog. So it's really beautiful. And I can read one of her poems. And let's see, Shirley, why don't you announce what's going on with you on Saturday?
Okay. I am teaching a sonnet workshop for the Albuquerque chapter, and I have sent each of you a link to that if you'd like to join us. Anyway, it's kind of a takeoff from the one that I did way back in 2016, I think it was, or I did one in 2016, and I don't know if my notes from that were from our state convention, or I also taught it at the Valencia The
campus.
Valencia campus, because I went and
Okay.
had I went to the one at the Valencia campus.
Yeah, well,
Oh,
the one I'm gonna do on Saturday, those are the notes that I have for it, but they're not really the outline for what I'm going to present exactly. It's more of a resource, so that people can, follow it and have it to refer back to. But my guess is that it's going to be
a much more interactive kind of thing. Although I know that Scott already has 55 members of the Albuquerque chapter. And so anyhow, you know, I don't know how interactive it'll be because of the large numbers. I think what he's planning to do, though, is to we'll take breaks every once in a while so that I can answer any questions. You know, oh, you, Carol, that's so much better. You must have turned on another light.
Yeah, I put on a light. I realized I was in shadow.
Yeah. Feel like you were in the witness protection program when it's
listen, everybody in TOC is on the witness protect, even the cats and dogs are on the witness protection program here. They go disappear.
Well, secret. So yeah. Shirley, it's at noon, isn't it?
10:30, I think.
No, it's 10:30. And he will start signing people in about 10:15.
Okay.
Because he has such a large group, you know, some come and visit a little bit early.
Well, I will say, Shirley, that there is a capacity. I have, I'm part of the Valencia Partnership, and they do Zoom meetings and supervisory academy and teacher academies in which they have breakout rooms, and people mm-hmm. go to the breakout rooms, and then there's a chance for about 10 people to talk. And then they come back, and then there's a general discussion like that. So there is that capacity, but do not ask me how to do that. And that's, you know, beyond what I know how to do, but I have attended that.
Yeah, it's kind of above my technological pay grade too.
Right.
Zoom does any number of tutorials. You can go on their site and look at their tutorials. If anybody's interested in doing this, learning these, if we're going to continue meeting like this, I praise that we're not going to have to do this.
I'm afraid that the jury is out on that one. But yeah, okay, so it is a possibility. Okay, so it's 10:30 then on this Saturday. Thanks, Shirley.
Yes, yeah. You're welcome.
And I won't be able to attend, Cheryl. I have a meeting at that time.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Okay.
So
I've never had anything come out in the form of a sonnet yet, and I've been doing this for years, I guess. Probably sonnets are avoiding me, so.
You know, it's the whole thing about the rhyme thing. It's and structured and form. It's a pretty tight discipline. So, and Shirley's got it down. So. That's
well,
great.
I don't know. I think I may argue a little in the opposite direction. I'm
going to wind up with a bunch of limericks, right? You know, you can't get over it.
The title of the workshop is Slaying the Dragon, how to, you know, how to conquer your fear of the sonnet. And I think that people think a sonnet is harder than it really is. And, you know, so anyway, it's okay.
You know what I recently found in a book, I was looking at poetry forms, which I've never done before. I found the nonet form, N-O-N-E-T.
Uh-huh.
I had 9 poems for a series and I wanted a word that would compress them. So a nonet is 1 word, 2 words, 3, 4, 5, up to 9, and then 8, 7, 6, 5.
Oh.
And then you can build them in different ways. You can make it look like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, sure. Really done those. Yeah.
Really neat. Yeah.
Bernadette, yeah, I just found it. I'm going to ask you to unmute. In the lower left-hand corner, there's a mute button, and you need to hit that one so we can hear you.
It's a little microphone-looking thing.
Yeah. I can hear Carol.
Can you talk, Bernadette, and we'll see if we can hear you.
Oh, Bernadette.
Okay. I'm talking to Bernadette.
I'm trying to connect.
Unmute.
There she is.
There you are.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Okay, can you hear me now? Because now I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you now. That's
good. Thank you.
So Bernadette, I wanted to, before we get started on our rhyming resolutions or whatever it is we've rewritten this month, that's what we decided to write, Carol, and you can give anything you want, read anything you want, or contribute or just listen, whatever you feel comfortable doing. But Bernadette, would you tell us about your book before we get started?
Oh, So here's my book.
Yay.
Push it a little closer. Push it closer. Because nice. Very pretty.
Thank you.
Yes, that is nice. With the clouds and the trees. What's it called? I can't see it very well.
It's Putting Thy Tongue Out Into the Wild.
Wow. I love the title. Congratulations. Yay.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited. That was my goal for 2021, and I did it.
Last minute, but you did it. Congratulations, Bernadette. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Is it better for us to buy the book from you directly or from Amazon?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said, Shirley.
I said, is it better for us to buy the book directly from you, or would you rather we order it through Amazon?
So you can order from Amazon, and I get part of the proceeds from Amazon as well. But I have some special gifts that are sent in the mail already to you. So just so that you may know.
Thank you. I can't wait to get it.
Juan already got hers.
And I want to read one of your poems tonight, at least one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Bernadette has accomplished that this last year, and I'm really happy for the death of 2021. Netflix has a funny video out on death of 2021. Yeah, it's we needed a little sarcasm and humor for last year.
It'll be a better year. It will be.
We're hoping that. Yes. Now, I want to remind you guys about paying your dues to the state convention. State dues are $25 a year, and then they're $25 for the convention, which is going to be in April. And I think there's some kind of a deadline. I haven't looked. This is just from my notes from the board meeting we had. There's some kind of a deadline, I think, in February. If you pay early, then you get an early discount. So
is there dues for our group here for NMS and for Rio Grande?
It's RGV dues are for the state. This is for the state, so that every member needs to pay their yearly dues. And this year the dues are $25.
No, they're $20.
I understood that they're $25 and that it's another $25 for the convention, and it's so $50 total. So
that's not what your site says.
whatever the site says, then pay what the site says.
I'll go on the site and look at it.
I just did. I just paid 2 days ago. It's $21 if you go through PayPal or $20 by check.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay. And did you pay for the convention too then, Carol, or not?
I didn't know anything about the convention. I didn't study the site long enough. I just put in a call through to Shirley when I saw that you were in need of somebody else joining up. Time to do that.
In our board meetings, there was never, we discussed this. The dues stay the same, $20. If it says $25, on the thing, there's something wrong. Yes, I think that the state convention has its own charge. I suppose that is $25. The last time I heard, although Zach was going to try to, they had set a date for the state convention, and somebody mentioned to him, hey, that's the day before Easter. And I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a slight change in the date of that, maybe by a week or something, so that they don't conflict with Easter.
Right. So my point is that I wanted to remind you guys to pay your dues, whatever they decided is. We bounced back and forth between 20 and 25, and then another 25 for the convention. And if you pay early then for the convention, then and it's mostly going to be online. It's going to mostly be online.
I think
I will go online and pay mine tomorrow.
The convention is going to be online. It's not going to be a personal gathering. Excuse me for interrupting.
Well, they talk about something. The basic tenet is that they don't know with the COVID and the Omicron and all that kind of stuff. We really don't know. But what they are planning on doing is doing a hybrid so that they can get in some big name poets and do them by Zoom so that they won't have to pay them so the travel and lodging and all that kind of thing. That was kind of the thinking. And so they can do a better job of that if it is some kind of hybrid, but they would like to have it in person, some of it in person, but that is a to be determined at some future date when we know what we're dealing with in terms of the contagiousness of the variant. So that's my understanding.
Still having to play it by ear.
Yeah, that is the name of the game, playing it by ear, yes. And there's a rhyme there. There's a rhyme there, good Shirley. So let's play it by ear, yes. So great, guys. I'd like to hear some of your poems on rhyming resolutions and get our year started off.
What I did, though, before we do that, is that I just left the screen for the Zoom meeting and so that I could print off something, and I came back, or I'm trying to get back to you. If I lose you, you may have to let me in again.
You're here.
You're here.
Okay, you can see me. I just can't figure out where on the bottom of this thing to get back in or whatever. Here we go. Let's see if that works. No.
If you have the little blue camera icon, click that.
A little
that's
blue.
Where we are.
Yeah, I can see you kind of. I'm going to go ahead and just close up this thing. If you lose me, you lose me, and I'll come back in. Okay, bye. Oh, there we go. I know I'm still on with you. I just can't figure out which of these things at the bottom to do. Oh no, I'm just starting.
I'm seeing double vision, and I still see you as only one. So you're not on twice. I only had one drink tonight, not two.
I know. Okay, well, I can see each person who's talking. So maybe.
If you're only seeing one person at a time, is that it?
That's what's happening.
In the top right, I found a view. Button for view.
Okay.
And that might bring everybody on your screen.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Meet now. Maybe. Oh, golly. I keep getting a window.
Right to you.
So, Shirley, at the very bottom of the screen, there are three. Yeah. There's a mute button, and there's a stop video, and then there's three little dots that say more. And if you press the more button, do you press the more button?
I don't have the more button.
At the bottom of your screen, at the very bottom of your screen, your Zoom screen, there's where you press the mute button to so that you can hear everybody and we can hear you. And then there's the stop video. And do you see those? At the bottom of your screen?
No, because I don't have the full, wait a minute. Exit minimum, I may have found you. Show video. Stop video, I got that off. Okay, it says exit minimized video. Maybe that'll do it. Yay, you're back. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so. On my screen, it's the more, and you can share the screen with that. You should be able to see us all. Okay, so
that's because you're the host. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I see things you guys don't. Okay, so who would like to start in terms of?
Well, I was supposed to do a 5-minute presentation.
Right.
I got my 5-minute printed presentation.
Okay.
First off, my 5 minutes starting now. I'm timing me. Okay. And I have been doing rhyme forever. Everything is rhyme. I'm only going to show you books. This one is called How to Write Poetry You can get any book you want. I even have a favorite called Poetry for Dummies. I love that one. And one phrase in here that I truly love says, the poem just rings with sound. That's why we rhyme, to ring with sound. And my absolute all-time favorite is called The Rhyming Dictionary. And I love it. And then my place to go online is called poetrysoup.com. I have used this website for years, if any of you have tried it before. It'll tell you every single form that's ever been written in poetry. It's on here. All you have to do is type it up, and there are hundreds of forms of poetry. And then also when you look up for just rhyming, they actually have themes for rhyming, which kind of was cute, called War Rhymes, Famous Rhymes, Mystery Rhymes, Jesus Rhymes, Beatitude Rhymes, etc., etc. So I love that. All right, that's my 5-minute presentation, because you have all been writing poetry for years. You all know about rhyming and making your poetry sing. So our homework for assignment was to write a children's poem, if you could, and rhyme it. So if you have something in your history of a rhyming poem for children, please read it tonight. And then if you have other poems you'd like to read, I hope that you will pick a poem that has rhythm and rhyme in it. So there you go, 5-minute presentation.
Thank you. And who did the rhyming dictionary?
The rhyming dictionary, as you can see, it is so worn and tattered. I've had it for years. It is a Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E, Redfield, R-E-D-F-I-E-L-D. I have had this dictionary since it came out, and you're going to be shocked. Well, they had it copyright 1938, 1986, and I bought it when I first started poetry years ago. I bought that book, and I've been using it for ever since. So I love it. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And it's just called Capricorn Rhyming Dictionary, an indispensable handbook. And I love it. So, and now, since I did the program, I will read the first children's poem. And I've written this one a long, long time ago. I'm sorry I'm not haven't written new poetry in a while. Also, I broke 2 ribs a few days ago, so I'm kind of sore.
Not breathing.
Yeah, real sore. All right, so my poem, first poem for children, is called Fairyland. Would you like to visit this land that I know, where music raptures the gentle, childlike soul? Dreams of multicolored bouquets surround you, while tiny fairies blow bubbles of radiant hue. What an odd picture this may seem to be, creating laughter, merriment, and buffoonery. Close your eyes, relax, come with me while I share my fairyland mystery. Take one deep breath before we leave, for now we will fly in a mystic weave. Smell the sweet blossoms floating in the air. Release all tension with genuine care. The land that we seek is loving and kind, welcomes the soft, tender-hearted mind. Now look hither and thither and be crystal clear. Before you know it, the magical land will appear. Gently open your eyes and watch the elves dancing. Listen to the fairies playing, singing and chanting. Observe the gnomes performing acrobatic tricks as the mischief pixies act out pranks and antics. It is time to leave and return from where we started. Please don't be sad or brokenhearted. All are welcomed back to this magical fairyland, a fairy tale. When times are rough and troubles prevail, wish yourself back to this place of tranquility. Remember to leave all worries and woes indefinitely. The fairies, the elves, the pixies, and the gnomes all affectionately invite you back to visit their homes. And that was my fairyland.
What a wonderful place to escape to. Thank you.
Now, who else did a children's poetry?
I didn't do children. I did rhyming resolutions.
Okay.
Anybody else want to go?
Let's see. Wait. Here we go again. I'm open. I was going to try to print off my children's thing here. I have a rhyming resolution. Shall I go ahead and just pull up my children's poem?
Yes. Oh, whatever you want to read. If you wrote a resolution of rhyming, go for it. Whatever you have. Okay.
Yeah, I did. And then maybe I'll find that other one while we're waiting. Okay. Let me get mine. Here we go. It's called Resolution for a New Year 2022. Okay. 2021 has been a toilet paper year when we hoped rhyme would help restore some reason. But oftentimes our pleas fell on deaf ears. Now Omicron is here, it's open season. 12 months ago, we praised a chance to start anew, thinking COVID-19 in the past. When summer came, we had a different view as vaccinations slowed and death rose fast. Mother Nature won't be fooled for long. She has a way of making things evolve. If you think you will beat her, you think wrong. The better way, help get the problem solved. If last year's failed excuses are still stuck to your shoe, change your mind and shake them off in 2022. And that's a sonnet.
Could you read that last line again? I love the way it rhymed.
Okay, the last couplet in this sonnet is, if last year's failed excuses are still stuck to your shoe, change your mind and shake them off in 2022. I kept having that. I did this one a second time. I have a better couplet to finish it. But anyway, it was something about toilet paper sticking to your shoe. And I don't know why I got my two old. Oh well, I got the two old ones.
We can't hear you, Shirley, when you don't speak towards the camera.
Okay, I'm sorry. There we go. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I love the ending.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're hoping we can do it, just wiping it off our shoe, right?
There you go.
I can clean off my shoes. Go. I can do that.
So I have one that I can read. It's not necessarily for children, unless you consider children of all ages. Too much rhyme. When I write rhyme, it's iambic pentameter, and it's the same poem that I've been writing for 60 years. I feel like I could take all the rhyme I've ever written and stack it up, and it would be one continuous poem. But anyway, this is called Drawdown at the Dog Park. Snarls were heard about the town. Nothing would just sit or stay. Lord, it was an awful day. Growls were echoing all around. Leashes got yanked. Dog tags rang. Backs were stiff and stood straight up. The noise began. The fight was on. Oh, the roars. The dogs were quiet. They just stared as all the humans yelled and glared. It wasn't long the cop cars came. The pups gathered up their all their folk, sore and bloody, none the same. The paddy wagons filled up fast. Animal control dragged the rest away. TRC, my friends, another day. Came from, my girlfriend called me. She says she's on Facebook. I'm not. She says, there's going to be a fight at the dog park. There's a guy there telling everybody to shut their dogs up. I'm like, who could resist that? There's going to be a fight at the dog park.
Right.
I grabbed a pen. I was like, okay, move it out.
Let's record.
That's the kind of stuff I get. I called it, pardon me, but I called it doggerel. Oh, well. I love your humor, Carol. Oh, God.
All right. Juan, Bernadette, either of you?
Okay.
What you got for us?
Well, it's not humorous, but it's called Composed Intentions. Despite my resolution to be calm, I couldn't help but tell my mom. Dreams I persist to conquer come to her as a non-shocker. I love the competition. I'm on a quest to compete a mission. These desires create a fire, a burning within. My stomach burns my skin, thus my mind begins to spin. To travel down this path, journey quarrels with bitter wrath. Stay on track, consider the trodden route. Where others doubt, they begin to shoot. Say something to the quack. A long-term goal is nuclear. People often fear. To lend a ear, be best beware. Time may impair. Results are rare. Thus determination speeds through air. Lightning fast, this will not last. A scare, where witness where, if given just a prayer. Hold head high, this too will pass. No need to cry, for no one truly cares. You cannot test me like shit, you senseless wit. Life can be unfair. Play solitaire in languages you do not know. Unfold your cards. Found most interesting is the bee that stings, flies away, leaves no strings.
Wow.
So that's my rhyming resolution poem.
For you.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And you all... do you have someone?
Yes, I do. I have resolute with rhyme. To be resolute with rhyme, put space within time for a musical rhythm in a goal. To speak in the flow allows self to know. Our means creates the end we'll find and shapes the quality of our end in kind. Resolute uphill, like a Sisyphean thrill, we push the rock of our goal. Doubt or negative can be the crime we see when the rock rolls down again downhill. Yet to persevere with our time here, to believe in the self strength we know, allows the goal we hold to be heard and its life pulse to grow. To dance with resolve allows problems to solve and belief in our best to appear. When content with our ear to the music we hear of a fait accompli of our goal, we'll know in our hearts the change is complete and success is the song of our soul.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Very tight.
Yeah.
And I heard that I was reading a book, Body Never Lies, and it talks about that the body actually responds to rhyme in a positive way. So the body gets stronger when it hears rhyme.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Consider your sea shanties. Consider running
people running and they're reciting something as they're running.
Yep.
As a team, what do you call marching? The military all march, left foot, left foot. All of that, anything to do with music is going to strengthen and propel the body forward.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I just thought of that the opposite, like the free form kind of stuff I often do, it may weaken things, but if you can get some kind of rhyme, then that's strengthening.
I disagree. To me, the use of language is such perfection. And the word has to come and slide right in and be a part of what you're doing. When you guys said rhyming resolutions, I was just going to tell you what I do. When I need a rhyme, I sit there and I go through my head, okay, I need a rhyme for the word 10. And I'll sit there and I'll go through the alphabet, A, N, B, oh, Ben, C, N, D, and Den. Okay, Fen. And I pick out all the words that are real words.
Yep.
And then one of them I can usually work a line in about. You know, we went to the den, it was out in the fen. I can usually pick a word that will go in with it. That was my rhyming resolution. I didn't know what you had planned.
Oh, I do that all the time. Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll sit there. Yeah. I know what you mean. And that's great.
Just tick words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw in the chat over here, folks, at that same site that Anne-Marie was mentioning, the Poetry Soup, it did years ago have a rhyming dictionary, an online rhyming dictionary.
Bill has one, yeah.
Yeah, and you would go in there and you would just pick out the word 10, and it would give you all of the one syllable words that rhyme with it, and all of the two syllable words that rhyme with it. And three syllables and stuff, and then it'll give you the near or imperfect rhymes and all like that. It's very, very rich resource.
It's a good program. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good resources, guys.
So I have another poem to start. If we go a Robin again,
yes. Let's hear it.
And I'm sticking with fantasy, and this one is called A Nautical Journey. It's, I'm thinking myself as a fish. I am a fish, okay? A nautical journey. I swam the ocean blue as a fish. I felt strangely anew. I swam the ocean wide alongside a whale. I coincide. I swam into the turbulent seas and felt the cool, salty breeze. I swam with a great white shark down deep where it was dark. I swam into the briny waters where many tropical fish wander. I swam amid a lagoon's coral reef of multitude dreams beyond disbelief. I swam past some buccaneers who bellowed rum drunken cheers. And finally, I swam into a nautical abyss. Seafaring animation, what a pleasant metamorphosis.
Wow.
That was me being a fish.
Excuse me, just a second, ladies.
I'm wondering if we can do some kind of fantasy for next time, too.
Oh, write another fantasy. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
I do for, and let's talk about, and Carol has gone now. Now that Carol's gone, we can talk about her and whether or not we want to do what we want to do next month. Because Shirley brought up something. She was saying, and she invited Carol this time because she wanted to talk about doing a road trip to TRC to the next event that they're going to have, next poetry event they're going to have in TRC. And that's
when is that? Oh, they don't know?
Yes, I do know. I do know. So I, so here's the deal. I talked with my friend. I have a friend down in TRC that I can, I stay with. And I talked with her about the poetry that's down there. And I don't know what happened to Carol, but we lost her for a minute.
There. Oh,
let the cat in.
Hooray! Good.
So Carol, we wanted to talk about February the 6th in TRC and when you have your next poetry event, and maybe do have our RGV group do a road trip down there is what Shirley wanted to do.
It's always first Sunday. We've changed it. So it's first Sundays now?
Yes, February
1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock. And where it's at a place called Ingo's. I can send the arrangements to Shirley. Ingo's is 424 Broadway. I mean, you can't get lost in TRC, right? Our four stores, you'll pick one. We'll be in one of them. But 1 o'clock, last week, this past Sunday, we had about 14 readers. It was amazing.
Ooh,
wow. Really, after a spate of having five and six and reading twice and so on to fill out the hour, now we were running overtime, which was great. It was really good. A lot of visitors.
So is it just 1 hour then?
It's 1 hour. We can take a little more time, but because the shop where we have it, the coffee shop closes at one, and I know the proprietor is ready to probably roll off. He's had a long week. I try not to go too long past an hour, maybe hour 15, but then people stand around and talk. So it's all good.
Okay. Okay.
This is in person.
I'm going to let you know. I don't know if I could do it yet. I broke a few ribs just a few days ago, and I'm really hurting. So, and I'm all wrapped up like a mummy here.
You can't get comfortable. It's impossible.
No, it's been rough evenings. So,
until you're out. I
haven't been in a car since I've had it, and Bill wanted to be sweet to get me out of the house, but I'm scared to death. around. Yeah. So if I can heal, but they said it's going to take me a long time. I'm in my 70s now. I'm not healing as fast as I used to.
Well,
so
bones have their own timing. It's not muscle, ligament, it's bone.
Bone, and I broke a couple of them. So it was the stupidest thing. I didn't even fall.
If you guys do plan to come down, let me know. I'll find out what's open as far as food, because especially on Sunday, our restaurants are only open till like 2 o'clock or so, lunch hour.
Wow.
Not in the evening. So I'll find a place. There's Denny's, but people don't go to Denny's. People wind up at Denny's. So
I happen to like Denny's. So Carol, I am planning on coming because my, I have a friend, Dana Logan.
Yeah. And we met at the Quilting Bee. You may not remember me, but
I do remember you because you've sent me emails and things, and I want to get back down there. And I told her I wanted to come again, and she's busy during the holidays and things ease up. And it's my birthday in February, so this is the beginning of my celebration. So I said I wanted to come and hear the poetry, and so I was planning on being there. In February, and she told me it was the first Sunday, and I knew about the 6th, and so I'm planning on going down for a soak the night before and see
Beauty.
You on Sunday then.
Very good. Okay, super.
Yeah. So I don't know the rest of you, how do you guys do, Shirley and Bernadette? Do you want to plan on a road trip down there in February? Do you want to wait until Anne Marie heals and do a road trip altogether?
Will Anne Marie be well by February?
She probably.
I hope so. I'm praying.
Well, maybe.
And I'm taking a lot of ibuprofen.
let's go ahead and plan on something for that time. And I'm thinking, Carol, there are other places around where we might be able to meet. What is it called? The Pink Pelican, are they still?
The what, Cheryl?
The Pink Pelican,
Pink Pelican is open. All the bathhouses are, except for La Paloma's, most of the bathhouses are open. The Charles is refurbished and open. Uh-huh. It's very nice. The owner passed away. Her daughter inherited it and has been fixing like a crazy woman. So it looks real nice right now.
great big gathering room that might be something that we could use. I wonder if that would be possible.
Maybe the Hoosier, if you bring a bathing suit, the Hoosier might have the Hoosier has an outdoor pool. The water is not as hot because it's outdoors, but I can find out who does a group pool these days, because there were a couple in town. I don't know what it's gone down to. Let me find out.
Okay, but the thing about it is there are several spaces there that are big enough to accommodate a large group. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're going to toss us out of the, if they were going to try to close up the coffee shop by 1 o'clock, then maybe a one-time thing goes somewhere else.
It's fine. Ingo's is across the street from a place that I do some work with, and I have a key. So we can go right across the street and get, if we want to sit and still talk some more or recite poetry, we can just go right across the street if Ingo wants to close. He's usually pretty cool with it. I'll let him know it's going to be longer and see if he's got anything planned.
And that might be a way that we could come down and kind of represent the State Poetry Society and say, you know, here it is, and here's an opportunity if you folks want to, want to reconstitute the group and, take along the application blanks and all that stuff. Yeah.
And bring down any planning that you have, any newsletters or what, announcements of ongoing things or the convention event, which, by the way, Easter is the 17th. I was just looking it up.
Right.
And Easter is the 17th.
They might be changing it. It'll still be in April, but we don't know when exactly.
Yeah.
Are we looking at going on February 6th?
So or Sunday.
The Bernadette, I am looking at going on February 6th for sure, because it's my birthday month and I want to go to the poetry thing. The question is whether or not the rest of you would like to go down the day of or the day before and do a soak and spend the night and then do poetry the next day. And that would be
In Las Cruces or
no
TRC.
It's about an hour and a half. It's an hour. Well, it's a few more minutes from Las Lunas, but it's about an hour and a half from Belen and Real Communities.
Yeah, it's 120 miles from my house. So you can get there in 2 hours or under.
Yeah, I don't want to stay, but I would love to go down, for a day and have a day trip. Yeah, we left early. We could get there in time for there. At what time did you say it started? I'm sorry, I didn't write it down. 1 o'clock. 1 p.m. Okay.
So you could go, if you went down really early, then you could maybe get a soak in someplace and then go to lunch and do a little poetry and head back.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah.
Just be comfortable, Emery. That's the thing. If you're not comfortable in the car or what, just take care. You can always come down here. We've been around since 2005. So
I just don't know how I'm going to be.
Take care of yourself.
But I love field trips. I love field trips.
That's why I'm re-involving myself with society. I feel a need to institute groups meeting and further that as much as possible. And especially with this talent, words are where it began, the logos. So words are where it's going to come. My mission now in life, I've quit everything else except this one little job I have. But I want to write and carry on about healing language. Because language has been so weaponized and so thinned out. Awesome. If I hear awesome, I'm going to strangle somebody. If they're over the age of 12, they say awesome, I'm going to lay them out on the floor. I don't go there anymore. There are so many words and they use the same words. And ever since LITE was invented, the whole line at the bottom dropped out of the language. Nothing has to be spelled right anymore.
I have to tell you all about a book I got for Christmas called Atlas of the Heart. Okay. I'm going to go get it because I want to read from the jacket because it's about language.
Oh, cool. All right.
I think needs to be a mission that we take on as keepers of the language. We're like the water keepers, but we're word keepers. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Carol, for the last 20 years, I've been practicing nonviolent communication, and part of what I see as the most difficult struggle is for people to observe what they're seeing without judgment, and to make their language clear, and to understand what the feelings and needs are on an inside basis, and then to communicate that with no judgment.
That's the hardest part. I have found that in talking to anybody, immediately they take it on, it becomes their thing. They start suggesting solutions to me. I'm just wanting to maybe vent or talk about, my cat stands in the doorway. They're, put treats inside. It's like, I don't need a resolution. I'm just talking about my cat.
Yeah, I'd like to be heard. But
yeah, everybody wants to make your problems. That's a man thing, making your problems go away. I got a screwdriver. I can do it. Yeah. No.
Okay.
How about I was talking? So what do you have, Cheryl?
This book is, can you see it all?
I heard of her, Brené Brown.
Atlas of the Heart. Okay.
Okay. I heard about this when I saw the author interviewed on TV one time. And anyway, it says mapping meaningful connection and the language of human experience. And what happened in this was that she was interested and always has been in how language affects and interacts with emotion. And so they did a bunch of studies, her group that she was with, and they found that they would have, they'd sent out this thing of asking people to describe their emotions when these happened. And they found that there were only three words that kept turning up all the time: happy, sad, and angry. And those were the three most described emotions. And her idea in this was that when we don't have the right words to describe our emotions, mm-hmm. and can't really describe them, we can't really deal with them very well. And so the book is arranged. I mean, she's got some fabulous things in here, but the way that the book is arranged is contents. And I'll just give you an example or two. Number one, places we go when things are uncertain or too much. And under this, the words she lists are stress, overwhelm, anxiety, worry, avoidance, excitement, dread, fear, vulnerability. And then she, you know, places we go when we compare, places we go when things don't go as planned, places we go when it's beyond us, places we go when things aren't what they seem, places we go when we're hurting, places, you know, et cetera, 13 of them. And I am finding it a very, very insightful, great book that really makes you think about being able to use full vocabularies in order to achieve full human experiences. Well, and she talks about how it connects to emotion and how it connects to experience. And all of that is just, I mean, it's a fascinating book so far.
And my experience is that the better we have emotional vocabulary, the better we can connect to what our needs are and what motivates us and what meaning we're giving to our experience. And without that vocabulary, we're disconnected from our emotional, and that's often our subconscious self, which runs our health and our, our well-being.
Yeah. Oh, this is the kind of thing I love to talk about when we're in meetings. Sometimes I think it's more fun than the read-arounds.
Yeah, so I think what I'm hearing is that we're going to wait and see how Anne Marie is to see whether or not we all do a car trip on the 6th of February. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
No, I think you all were planning on going either way. I thought that's what I got. You just thought going. I'm going to be ready by then.
I'm planning on going. But yeah. Shirley and Bernadette and Anne Marie, I don't know where you are at. Do you guys want to go down?
I think I'd like to go. I think I'd like to plan. I'd like to have some plans. Even if those plans have
Shirley, we can't hear you when you don't face the camera.
I'm sorry. I think I would like to go on the 6th.
Okay.
I would like to go on the 6th as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And so how do you guys want to do it in terms of call? You guys want to talk among yourselves in terms of Shirley or Bernadette, your carpooling and that kind of thing, or you want to talk then sometimes afterwards? And
yeah, we can work out the details of the actual travel there later on amongst ourselves.
Okay.
What's important to talk about now is whether we put together some sort of a theme or what we do with Carol to help her get the TRC people up and running. Carol, you have a better idea about that than we do. You're on the ground there.
We have a hardcore group. We have several people who haven't returned since the COVID, and I think that among them, some have moved away because the whole geographic face shifted. The visitors just come by. They happen to be in for coffee, that kind of thing. We ask them to stay if they want. We have a hardcore of about 8 people who are there every single month and so on. They would love to have guests. We always love to have guests. We really do. And I can ask them, we can go down. We usually read 5 minutes or 3 poems. People bring their 2 pages and 3 poems. I'm like, no, let's talk. What I'll do is I'll ask them to go down to 2 so that we have space, so that you all can bring a couple of poems at least. Bring at least 3 to 5. Because if there's not enough, we'll do another round and we'll go around the room again.
Okay.
But everybody, they'll love it. For joining otherwhere, for joining like the Poetry Society, we didn't have too successful a glom on the last time that we did this. I pushed it as much as I could, but I wasn't in charge of the group as I am now. People in TRC and around this area are kind of hermits. They don't travel much. The cruises is our steadiest place because we do our marketing there. We only have 2 markets in town. So we drive the cruises for everything else, you know, our diamond rings and our tiaras, everything, you know.
Oh, your floor, your evening gowns, and yeah, and
you have to update this stuff,
heels,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Your leopard print suits, yeah,
bras, so, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, the pull that I see, the thing that I see that's different now, Carol, is that I think for the foreseeable future, the state convention is going to be hybrid. So it's going to be by Zoom. It's going to be by Zoom. And I think that there's going to be some other kinds of poets and things are going to be a good cross section of different poets that we haven't heard from before with our new president. So I think Shirley bringing an agenda for the convention would be a way, and that it's going to be accessible by Zoom would be a way of selling a membership in the state society. And then maybe we have to ask some other, maybe Scott Wiggerman's group or something, some other people, if they would be interested in coming down, you know, some of the other poets that are, I mean, that's a huge group. In Santa Fe, and coming down and visiting you folks in TRC, you know?
Put it out in your newsletter or your announcements that it's going on and let people make their decision. People are ready for a road trip, I think.
I am ready to get out of town. Dodge is getting really boring.
No kidding.
I am so ready. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So
we had a fun one last year and I wrote it on my thing. It was Friday the 13th, August 2021. We went to Santa Fe and it was the 3 of us. Shirley couldn't make it that day, but there was the 3 of us and we went to Santa Fe and we went and saw Judy Chicago exhibit in Santa Fe. Wow. And we all had to write in an ekphrastic poem from the her art. So it was a lot of fun.
And then we went to Harry's Roadhouse Diner afterwards for lunch and it was a great day in Santa Fe. You know?
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
I love
field trips. I love to eat.
That's it. And spending time with people is all about it. This is one of the reasons that I've come back to the society, because this is what I would like to coordinate and put together, having groups meet, having Deming meet with Socorro and Socorro meet with Santa Fe and Santa Fe meet with Las Cruces and so on. I'd love to see these start happening. We're ready for a change. We need to be communicating to each other face to face. We need to see where the language is going and how it's being handled by all of us in our regions and our circumstances, our age group, and so on. We need to put all of this together. And I would like to start laying some groundwork for this to happen, to set up a regular routine. Oh, and in March, we go to Silver City. And in April, we're going to go to the convention and then met and so on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, do you remember, yeah. Shirley, we used to go to Socorro, too. And yes. We used to go to Socorro's poetry group and do poetry with them. Oh. That was fun too.
Okay, yeah. Gang, I'm going to bring you back to now planning for February the 6th. So it looks like Shirley and Bernadette are going, and Anne Marie is a maybe depending on the healing of her ribs. And I'm going to be there. So the three of us are going to be there. Do we want a theme for next month, or do what do you, well, we usually set a theme, Carol, is what we do. So
we're very free form. People just read what they want. Yeah. We've tried setting themes over the years. Everybody write about an Easter bunny. It doesn't work. So
yeah, you have a theme, but we all write it what we want anyway.
Yeah.
It all turns out different.
I can't
anyway.
Laugh.
So what?
Don't sneeze.
Do you want a theme? Do you want a theme for February, gang?
No, let us bring whatever we want.
What we might want to do, our next meeting would be then on February the 2nd, Groundhog Day. But what about deciding that if we're going to be going that following week, I think that it makes sense to spend that time kind of planning and setting up our road trip at maybe a little bit at the last minute, and perhaps we can add some of the star poets from around the around Albuquerque and other places might want to go down with us. What if we took Zach down with us? He'd probably have a great time, and he's a great showman. You know,
yeah, he can do stuff. Yeah.
And a great, he's a very inspiring person. Okay. Mm-hmm. And another thing, Carol, that you don't know about is that the National Federation has given the go ahead to having co-sponsoring a national slam poetry competition. And the first one's going to be in Daytona Beach in October of this year, but they're looking at us in New Mexico to do the next one in 2023. And so anyway, we'll this year we'll be able to enter our own New Mexico champion. But next year we can, we'll probably have the convention. My guess is maybe in Albuquerque, but I don't know. TRC probably couldn't support something that big, I think.
We can. Heads on Beds is good here. Yeah. We have plenty of Airbnbs, dozens of Airbnbs for a little tiny town. We have like 20 or so B&Bs if people like that. And that's a nice way to do it. And there's staying places here.
Yeah.
And there's enough baths for everyone. We can handle a pretty good group. You'd be surprised. I'm trying to put together a Southwest, like Silver City has Southwest of the World, not World.
Yeah. Their
gatherings. Yeah. So I'm trying to put something like that together. They had one recently in Taos and I cut out the clipping. I would love to get together with the Arts Council and put that together. Once the restrictions are lifted, I can get serious about that and people are comfortable traveling and staying places. But I do intend to at some point have a word convention here.
A word fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you've got great art there too. So we can
poetry
there too.
Seriously. Yeah. And that's only increased. We still have people moving here. I can't believe. What are you coming for? You know, there's nothing here.
But there is. Dana's always telling me about the dances and the events and the celebrations.
Everybody's a master here. You see some nondescript person walking down the street and you think, oh my God, they're going to go hunting in the trash can and like they owned GE or something. They're all masters. It's amazing. This one's a master gardener. This one has written 4 books. This one cooks for 50 people at a time. It's just seriously amazing. What I'll do on my end for the second is I'll let the guys know that you're coming through my email, and that and I can even put it out in the town announcement, because we do a town announcement. I'll find out who's open for food and who's open for lodging if you want. Who's up for that on Sunday? I can do that kind of thing. Food is the biggest thing because everything closes at 2.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a problem for this, for the check for next month.
Okay.
But you know, the thing about it is, I have all these little gears clicking, and it says that once upon a time, the Federation voted to have October the 15th as National Poetry Day. Mm-hmm. A great thing to do would be to have a festival on October the 15th or sometime around it. I have often thought that TRC would be a great place in October to have something like that. You've got the park down there. Mm-hmm. It is really neat. You've got all, you know, you've got your big Ralph Edwards.
We got the auditorium. Yes.
The big auditorium there. Right. You've got the senior center. There are all those
senior centers closed.
Is it? Okay.
Has been for this whole time.
Well, yeah, maybe it'll be open by 2023. But having an October festival in the southern part of New Mexico for the society, and having a convention in the northern part of North Central for our state conventions, mm-hmm. gives us a lot of flexibility. That way, it would be one way to start bringing the southern part of the state into the overall society, which is what we've been trying to do. And there's that cultural divide between North and South in this state. But I think
that every state, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, finding the midpoint of I-25, which is sort of TRC, or well, I don't know. Anyway, TRC is kind of a cool place. It's a young Taos. It's an undiscovered Taos in many ways, I think.
I love the hot springs. I love to soak.
I love it.
They're a definite reward for living.
They are. So gang, I'm going to go back to February the 6th, and Shirley, yeah. I'm going to ask you to invite Zach and Marissa Prada.
Okay.
I want you to invite both of them to come on the road trip on the 6th, because I think those two folks would be able to sell the convention. And I think the only the thing I'm going to ask is that you ask them to sell the convention to the folks in TRC. And okay. They're both so high energy. I think they'll have enough poets and things like that lined up, and enough workshops lined up that'll be interesting for them. So ask them to do the marketing for the April convention and see if they'll come on the road trip.
Yep.
And then we can do the planning, and Anne Marie will check in on you on February the 2nd on Groundhog Day to see if you're healed enough for our next meeting. So we'll zoom on February the 2nd, our next meeting, and do any future planning. I am thinking, I want to read a little thing that I got. I got a Rumi. I love Rumi. You know, I love Rumi and Hafiz. Yes. And I got a little saying that I'm going to think about love fantasies, since real love doesn't seem to be any option. I'm thinking about love fantasies, but I have one of his sayings that I want to read to you. Just a second.
That background is wild. She just disappeared into the jungle.
I know.
I
And he's a pith helmet.
She was wearing a helmet. I mean, I had them.
Yeah. Where'd the hat go?
Is. In the house of lovers, the music never stops. The walls are made of songs and the floor dances.
Oh, wow.
That's Valentine's, isn't it? Yes. Fabulous. And who needs a partner when you have music like that, you know? So, love, I'm looking at love fantasies for next month.
Love fantasies. Okay, love fantasies. Yeah, huh? I still have my lover with me, though.
Well, so my car loan lasted longer than my marriages. Don't go there.
What now?
So my car loan lasted longer than my marriages. I'm just
I'm seeing the longevity of the car loan as being just. So
I opted for the eternity loan. I couldn't resist. For eternity. Yes. 7 years.
Please, oh, making me laugh.
I'm celebrating this because I'm paying it off in February. So that's all I can think about is, my God, I'm gonna have money.
Okay, gang. I wanted to read at least one of Bernadette's poems.
All right, go for it. Go for it.
Let's do another round.
I can read the poem that's actually on the back page of the book. So let me pull it up really quick.
Hunger. An empty hole, swollen passages of gas, invaded space between intervals, longing to be filled. Fuel to prosper, power to exist. Do we need passion for survival, literature for revival, hymns to sing along, words translated into song, to whom cannot comprehend, transform to men for those who need direction. Give them instructions, listen closely. I may be wrong, for if I am, I will not admit it. I would much rather swallow, dash in the closet and hide. Put my mind to rest. Do not let me forget. I long for more. Supply me nourishment. Quench my thirst. Feed thy enemy. Feed me. Toss me a morsel. I will nibble. With loss of food, I have lost my wit. From grazing mammals, seek prey. I am weak. Faint by lack of. I lose all desire. Craving, begging, demanding. Do not just sit there. Do something, for I am hungry.
Whoa! Hey.
Whoa!
Nice job, Quan.
Bernadette, I'm so proud of you.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
Woo! How exciting. Are you going to have a book launch? Any kind of a formal one?
Well, I had purchased some books for me to sell. And then I also put it on the website. All the books that I had purchased to sell, I only have 10 left. Whoa. So I've already sold 100 books, which is great.
Wow, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
100 books in a week. So I have to another order to get some more in. So it was going to have to wait a little bit. But I'm
put in your order right away because you can take some with to your bring seat. Them take them down there with you.
Well, it's
a bunch of cheapskates, but you can bring them.
People told me not to order so many that they were stuck with their books. And, you know, and so I only put a small order in and then, they've sold.
But your first book always goes well like that. Yeah, because my first novel... I sold so many on my first novel. It was Then after that, it peters down a little bit, and then you sell another, and then you get another novel out, and it sells. So you know,
it catches a rhythm. Again.
So it get some more. Yeah, okay. take some down.
My book is like 10 years old now, 11 years old. But people ask me if they can buy it. So I only ordered an initial run of 100 and I gave them away because it was really a vanity project for me. But years later, you will want this book, Bernadette, is what I'm saying. So order a box to stick in your closet or your attic or something like that, because down the road, when you go and do readings and do visits places and do conventions and yada, yada, you're going to be asked for it. And you won't be able to get it if it's out of print. So, you know, stock up a little bit.
Okay. Good advice.
It's getting close to me for my medication. So, and I want them. So yeah. I'm going to be taking off. Maybe. And seeing you guys, I'll see you at our next meeting. Make sure you email me the website to the Zoom site to come on. The link. That's it. The link. Hopefully by then, I'm hoping I'm healthy enough that I can go with you guys, because okay. I love field trips.
Okay. So we'll see you on the second, Bernadette.
Bye-bye. Can somebody also send me the location of the reading on February 6th in time? Because I can go ahead and put it on our social media.
424 Broadway.
Ingo's. I'll send it to Shirley.
Okay.
And we're also on Carrie's list. So the details are on Carrie's list, if you guys get that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. The detail. And she has a picture of Ingo's storefront there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We could put that on our calendar.
Lovely.
And if you send it to me, I'll put it on our Facebook.
Okay. Give me an email.
My email? Vice President at New Mexico State Poetry.
Spelled out. Vice President at New Mexico.
I never really used that one too much. That's a new one for me. I'm going to give you my personal one. B as in boy. P is in Paul, burritos@AOL.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Bernadette, let's hear you.
Oh, okay. You want me to read the poem from the back page?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's called, entitled Affliction. Like a swarm of cat fleas, poetry is all around us. Its content we edit on a regular basis. Everyday sounds and sights, receptive to motion. And through a process of osmosis, it seeps into my soul. Poetry is like a plague. It is exhausting, a wonderful madness. Reckon if I sit here, will I come across ripples, puckers tied against trees, ancestors traced in areas, stories we woe to tell. We bore with great dignity, crosses we bear, absorbing each passage, scourged a brighter inception, words reputed to heal, renowned a new beginning. So that's on the back page of my new book.
Very nice. Yeah.
Congratulations. I can't wait. That is so good.
Look forward to seeing you, Carol, next month in person.
Yay!
Great.
Awesome.
Great. Come on down.
Yeah. Can we do a couple more poems?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's finish up with a round of any of our others that we have. And okay, I have two short ones. Okay. Where did I put them? Oh, here they are. Okay, children's poetry, and I know that Quan and Bernadette have heard this one, but Carol hasn't. Okay, Carol, I won a first prize on this. It's a children's poem. Kerchoo called the zoo. When you feel icky and must stay in bed, there's not a whole lot you can do. But if you get lonely and bored half to death, try out this game I call Zoo. Pick a zoo animal partner with a part that fits your sickness best. Then close your eyes and imagine what that partner can do while you rest. For instance, if you have a sore throat so bad that it hurts you to laugh, pretend that the pain is a noodle you can feed to a giant giraffe. If you have the sniffles and snuffles, or maybe a stuffy red nose,
That's perfect junk for an elephant's trunk, but duck when he's ready to blow. If your nose has a tickle, however, and you know that you're going to sneeze, one way to get out of that pickle is to call up the nurse chimpanzees. If you've just sprained your big toe or ankle or a sore knee keeps you on the couch, I suggest you request of a mom kangaroo to give you a lift in her pouch. If your skin is all itchy and bumpy or covered all over with dots, ask the leopard, who's peppered, politely, do you know of a way to change spots? Well, I can't say for sure that zoo is a cure or something that's well known in town. If doc says horse pills are best for your ills, the zoo can help you get them down. And so I am going to turn that into a children's book. My niece is helping me with the illustrations.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
And so anyway.
I love it, Shirley. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, wait, can we see the book?
Well, that's great. I'm hoping we'll get started on it probably this month. There for a while, I thought she was going to be moving away, but she's going to be living in Albuquerque still. So that's good. And then I have one other one that is a resolution. So this one is from a long time ago, and it's really short. It's when we did the RGB and we put all of our Christmas poems in the news bulletin. Do you remember back then?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, it's called Good Intentions. If only wishful thinking could get me out of bed to brush my teeth, comb my hair, and face the day ahead. If only I had no regrets for vows I now must keep to lose those pounds, exercise, and get a good night's sleep. If only resolutions did not have their own feast day that came so quickly on the heels of caution thrown away. Mm-hmm. If only I had 6 more months to get myself in gear. If only January 1st came later in the year. That's what I have to offer tonight.
I have one called Resolve to Evolve.
Ah.
How interesting are the faces of old women, maps to the many places we go, holding court as queen or serving as serf, shadowing all in between. How fascinating the hands of old women, shaping worlds, setting them free, saying, survive and thrive. Don't even be my child. Lay no claim to me. I did not create you. You came through me, and you came for me. We seldom expect that which comes for us, do we? Blessed are the feet of old women, traveled in bone lands, over water, not wearing stilettos, lazy mules seeping at the seams, walking heaven, hell, just walking on, finding the strength to bear us up for 70s, 80s, 90s of years. Holy are the bodies of old women, our heads bowed, our knees unsteady, our hips fused now, arms skinny with wattling flesh, and none of the above matters. We were here. We were present. We owned it. We knew it. We owed it. We took it. We won.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank you.
Empowerment for all being old, Carol. That's wonderful.
I know. When the words come, it's fabulous. They just slot themselves right in like a picture forming in a puzzle forming in your head. It's wonderful. Really is. This is such a gift that we have, and we need to share this and get it out there. Only with respect to language can we evolve. Seriously. Juan, did you have another one to read?
Juan? I did, and I can't find it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and read one, and maybe you'll find it.
I think it's got to be on this computer, but no, I don't think I'm going to read anything else. That's okay.
Okay, I'll read one because you talked about awesome. And so I said, this one's not complete, but I'll read what I got. It's called A New Utterance. Awesome. Of course. What's up? Bam. Cool. Dope. Slang obsessed with restriction. Science, DNA, culture. I am here. Listen. Observe an ultimate experience. Get with it. Wave, present, destination, a place to hang with the homies. Dudes, are you down? That's fly. Slammed, catch me if you can. Another world, tap it. Fresh, chilling at the crib. Check it out, got your back. Sick, meaning good. Wicked, opposite of bad. Old school, new wave. Shut up, talk to the hand. That's what I got. Wow.
That love power, keep it going.
Yeah, that is great. That is great.
Wow, I had fun, ladies, tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'll be in touch. So glad you came.
Delighted to have you back. I'm ready to call it close, gang. Anything
ready?
I'm ready to say goodnight. Anything else?
That's it for me. It was wonderful. Enjoyed this so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for organizing it. Good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.